Coming down from her post-birthday euphoria, Ethel Dover will have plenty of reading to do. Dover, a resident of Vernon's Orchard Valley Retirement Residence, celebrated her 105th birthday Tuesday, April 8, with a small gathering at the facility featuring family, friends, and firemen, and other emergency services personnel. Facility General Manager Kim Magarvey put out a call to the public to help get Dover 105 birthday cards for her milestone birthday. "I'm happy to tell you, Ethel, we have received 155 cards from as far away as Fredericton, New Brunswick, and Victoria," said Magarvey to the crowd of close to 60 people. "It's actually 156 if you count the card that came with the flowers from BC Emergency Health Services, BCEHS Ambulance." After paramedic Jeff Morehouse presented her with the flowers, Dover jokingly said, "I hope I don't ever need your services." The cards came from family, fellow residents, local schools, Vernon Fire Rescue Services, Vernon North Okanagan RCMP, BCEHS, and local Girl Guides. "Thank you for thinking of me and wanting the best for me," beamed Dover, wearing a Tilly-style hat with fabric candles sticking up on the top. "I'm so thankful and so grateful." Former North Okanagan Shuswap MP Mel Arnold and sitting MLA Harwinder Sandhu each sent Dover congratulatory certificates, and the birthday gal was showered with gifts from Aspira Retirement Living, head company of Orchard Valley Retirement, including a new bed blanket from Aspira's CEO, aka, the big guy. Dover was born April 8, 1920, in Winnipeg. She had moved west and met her future husband, George, in Vancouver. The pair married and relocated to Prince Rupert, then purchased the Pine Grove Resort at Scotch Creek, in the Shuswap. They ran the resort for many years before retiring to Sorrento in 1979. The Dovers moved to Vernon to be closer to specialized services, buying a house near the regional airport. George passed away in 2001. Ethel has been a resident of Orchard Valley for the past 8 years. "The crew here is so good, everyone is good to one another, it's like family," said Dover, who is always looking for things to do, said her son, Rob, joined at the celebration by brother Ken and other family members. "She stays up on current affairs, does a ton of reading, and is a big fan of crossword puzzles." "You're full of laughter, and have a generous heart," said Magarvey. "Your independence and eagerness to keep learning is remarkable." "I think so," interjected a laughing Dover. "You are a true trailblazer, and an inspiration to everyone, especially us younger women," finished Magarvey. "You show us that age is truly just a number." "I've always said that," noted Dover. She gleefully posed for pictures inside and outside the facility with members of Vernon Fire Rescue Services. One of Dover's gifts was a special plaque with a picture of a visit to one of the VFRS halls delivering treats. "I have never forgotten that particular day. It was a wonderful time," said Dover. "All of them were so generous. I think they're wonderful people. They came down to see me. Isn't that something?" The crowd gathered outside to sing happy birthday to Dover. The firefighters left in a fire truck and saluted Dover one last time with a horn blast from the truck. The BC Emergency Health Services team got Dover into the front seat of the ambulance and allowed her to turn on the siren and lights. The 105th celebration was a far cry from Dover's 100th birthday, which came during COVID. Her family stood in the parking lot to talk to her as she appeared on her balcony. A large cake complete with 5 sparklers and 1 big candle was cut by the birthday girl, who was saved a corner piece with extra icing. Ethel and her family would like to express their heartfelt thanks to the staff and residents of Orchard Valley Retirement for making her day extra special, said Rob.